This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a new day for more betting in college basketball. I think that's what they say at that exact moment in that song. Shout out Good Charlotte. Praise be, baby. Big fan of Good Charlotte back in the day. One of their singers now plays for the New Orleans Saints quarterback position, I believe. Happy Thursday to you all out there. Coming up in this hour, we give you a chance to win Wagyu beef. Don't forget about that. From Booth Creek Ragu. Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th in all, where I wish I could live in the future, and 135th in Metcalf. So we'll play a sounder. We give away Wagyu beef from Booth Creek Wagyu at 7:45 when we do Smash or Pass. Also, don't forget, today it starts. Last I checked my calendar, it says March 20th, so Basketball Madness comes to Kansas City for the NAIA Men's College Basketball Championship today through the 25th of March at Municipal Auditorium. 16 teams, 15 games, one national champion. Bring the family for nonstop action and affordable tickets. Get yours today at NAIAHoops.com. Mac, it is time for the West region. As we dive in more into our brackets and we give you our hopefully no more laser pointers. If you're an expert, you're going to get lasered. I want sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their foreheads. What do we have instead of sharks? Sea bass. Right. We go to the West region. We start at the top. Florida versus Norfolk State.
The Gators.
Yeah. Treat them like chicken.
Yeah.
University of Florida chomps Norfolk State up. They move on.
It really was like chicken.
Yeah.
First time having it. Yeah.
It was fried.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like chicken.
Gator bites. You remember Gator Golf, the game as a kid? You putted the ball into the gator's mouth and it would shoot out of his backside.
Yes.
Yeah, Gator Golf. Next matchup, Connecticut versus Oklahoma. UConn, two rings, Baldy. You take the back-to-back champions in this, or do you take SEC over everybody and go Oklahoma?
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I filled out three brackets. This is technically the fourth, I guess. So, everyone, I've been like back-to-back champions, right? Dan Hurley, UConn. But I'm like, is that just the popular pick? Is everyone going to do that, right? Mm-hmm. Should I think about Oklahoma? What are you picking?
So I took UConn.
Yeah, that's what I have written
because
down.
If I didn't, I look like an idiot and I look like an ass because I said, take your coach, take your experts when it comes to the tournament. UConn's kind of been that, you know, up and down, got handed the business from Creighton. Got handed the business from St. John's. But again, Hurley and UConn coming into the tournament. And here we go. So I'm going to take UConn on this.
Yeah, I'll follow you there.
Yeah. We move on. Upset alert.
Hey.
Memphis, Colorado State. I got Colorado State, man.
I love it.
We talk about dark horse players in the tournament. I'm going to say this guy's name wrong, but I think it's Nike Clifford from Colorado State. He put up 36 in a key win the last time they played. He's got a lot of talent. He averages 19 points a game. The only reason I know this is because I guess I could sound the lasers on myself. but they were talking big on Clifford from Colorado State. Averages 19 points a game. There you go. Plays 35 minutes a game. But he averages 19-9. And he had 36 in their last victory from Colorado State. That's a 12-5 matchup. That's my second and only two upsets of a 12 over 5. Give me Colorado State over Memphis, who plays rambunctious. Now, Memphis has a big dude in the middle.
Danger. So, yeah.
It's something Danger.
Yeah.
And he's a beast.
And he's a transfer. He played.
Number 42 is his number.
Played at Illinois.
Yeah. And he's massive. He's a big man. Penny Hardaway.
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
Yep.
Memphis can be rambunctious. Give me Colorado State with the upset, 12 over 5.
Big year for Penny Hardaway, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Volunteer State is losing their patience with Penny Hardaway in the Memphis program.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go with the Tigers here over Colorado State. But again, we're right back to back where that next matchup, I was close to picking Colorado, but it's the next matchup for me, Maryland Grand Canyon, that 4-13. I'm going to go with the local kid that transferred from KU to Grand Canyon. Give me JCU over the Terps.
I'm going to take Maryland.
Yep.
They look good in the Big East.
They did.
They kind of choked away the game in the championship, I believe. But either way, or whoever they played. They lost in the second round, or whatever it was. They lost to Michigan. They were leading like the entire game and then blew it. But I'm going to take Maryland over Grand Canyon. We move on to the juicy matchups. Mizzou and everybody's favorite, Drake.
Drake.
Everyone and their mother's taking Drake in this matchup, so I'm taking Mizzou. I want the local kids to win. I want the story to stay ripe. Mizzou has to win to get this story to come to fruition, which it probably will not. But I have Mizzou taking out Grant. I have Mizzou taking out Drake today at 6:30, I believe, on True TV.
I have the same. I like Mizzou. I think they have played really well against the SEC competition. I know Drake's 30-3, but again, you've brought it up. Let's look at the conferences here. And MU ended the season pretty well. Mark Mitchell's going to play.
No, they did not end the season very well. They lost three of their last three games, won one tournament game, and then lost to Florida.
I should say the last month of the season went pretty well. You're right. The last week and a half or so was pretty rough.
Yeah.
But I'd say the last month or so of the season was pretty good for Missouri. I'm going to take Missouri over Drake.
And the reason why it was rough is because Caleb Grill stopped hitting three-pointers. So again, if he gets hot and they play in Wichita, which is where he's from, maybe there's a chance the kid comes. Well, not the kid. I think he's like 24, 25.
So you're
maybe
saying he lights it up.
Could be. And Mark Mitchell will be playing. He's the big man they needed. Gave Florida the best run for their money in the SEC tournament. So give me Mizzou. Texas Tech, NC Wilmington. I'm going to take Texas Tech. They're a good team in the Big 12. I think they're the second best team in the Big 12. Obviously, Houston leads that ferocious team in that conference as the best team. I think Texas Tech is a great team in the Big 12. I think they handle business. I think they move on to play Mizzou in the next round. They beat North Carolina Wilmington.
I know where that school is.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good on that one. I'll take Tech as well in that matchup.
Moving on, it's the Yayhawks. Here come the Yayhawks, here come the Yayhawks, here come the Yayhawks. Dick Vitale on College Basketball Game back in the day. It always sounded like he was saying yay, like Y-E-A-H-H-A-W-K-S. The Jayhawks take on Calipari's Razorbacks. Bill Self, man. Sorry.
Yeah,
I don't think it's an early round exit. I think Bill Self handles business. This is where you got to be the better team. Hunter Dickinson, looking at you. DeJuan Harris, looking at you. Zeke Mayo.
Yeah.
Hit some threes. Be big.
Got to.
KJ Adams, use your size. Use your athletic ability. Go be that team. KU handles business. They beat Arkansas. They go in the second round.
SECOE, give me Calipari. Give me Arkansas.
Okay.
In this matchup, I think it's a close game. Close game, but I'm going Arkansas in this one.
Okay. And then the final one is Nebraska-Omaha. Pretty sure you know where that is. against St. John's. I have St. John's winning that game playing KU and then the second game of the weekend.
Me as well. Got St. John's taking on Arkansas.
We go from the bottom to the top. St. John's versus KU, our dream dies. A lot of bias here because I have St. John's winning the entire thing at plus 2,800. I think that's the game that Pitino comes out in the white suit. I think he saves it for Bill.
I think that's a good call.
I think he executes Bill with the white suit on. And I think St. John's beats KU, which ruins our chance for Missouri and KU to play in the Sweet 16 next weekend on either opening day or that Friday the 28th.
Yeah, I've got St. John's beating Arkansas for similar reasons. Even if it's Calipari, I think that's when he'd pull out the white suit as well.
Definitely.
And even more so against his, you know, fellow mobster. Give me St. John's over Arkansas.
Hey, how you doing? This is where your tournament stops.
Good to see you.
You're done. Welcome to St. John's. How you doing?
Missouri versus Texas Tech. Texas Tech's too much for Mizzou.
Yeah.
Missouri gets a win in the tournament. I think it's a great season. They go from winning zero games in their conference last year to winning almost, 12 games this year in their conference. They get a sixth seed, but they lose to Texas Tech. Texas Tech's too much. They're too fast. They're too big. Missouri loses to Texas Tech. Texas Tech advances to the Sweet 16 to play St. John's.
Same here. Texas Tech and St. John's in the Sweet 16.
Colorado State, Maryland, for me, I have Colorado State winning.
Okay.
With that kid, you'll see it. Colorado State plays, they go on and play the winner of UConn and Florida by bracket.
We've both got this upset, this upset advancing. I did not have Colorado State. I had Memphis beating Colorado State, but then another game I had Grand Canyon beating Maryland, and I'll have Grand Canyon beating Memphis in that second round with that transfer from KU. Give me Grand Canyon in the Sweet 16.
I've got University of Florida versus Colorado State. That's where the slipper falls back off.
Yep.
Or the carriage becomes a pumpkin. Florida takes care of business. They beat Colorado State. They go to the Elite Eight, and they will play the winner of Texas Tech St. John's. I have St. John's and Florida playing each other in the Elite Eight for the winner to go to the Final Four.
Got Texas Tech. I think that's where the road ends for St. John's. Okay. I don't think they have enough offense. I think Texas Tech hits some threes, gets out going, plays too fast.
Mahomes is definitely at that game.
You know 100%. It. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me Tech. So Tech and Florida in my Elite Eight. Who do you got winning versus St. John's in Florida in your matchup?
St. John's. I think that's where Florida,
gotcha.
That's to me where the number one seed goes. That's a good run. But again, I think that Patino brings back the white suit or brings some sort of variation. Maybe it's a white suit with red pinstripes with the blood of his victims from before.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Elite Eight. You ain't going to get this far. You're done. How you doing?
So I have Patino upsetting the young man in Florida, head coach. Florida loses in the Elite Eight, and St. John's goes to the Final Four and plays Auburn on that side of the bracket. So the West region for me is St. John's coming out, going to the Final Four.
Okay.
Dusty, you're crazy. And I'm biased. I'm a little bit of both. 60-40, crazy bias.
Hope you're right. I'd rather be St. John's than Florida in there, Tennessee. If they were to get to the Final Four and have a chance to play Florida, I would not be pretty. So I've got Florida and Michigan State in my Final Four out of the left side of the bracket.
From the text line, your West region couldn't be more wrong. Hashtag. They get it. And then from the 913, Arkansas will beat KU tonight.
There it is.
We'll see what happens.
All right.
Don't forget, tournament coverage here on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Coming up on the other side, Ron Slay will join us, the SEC insider college basketball and college sports. Also, I'm going to ask Ron if my bet is good enough to put my mortgage on it because somebody on the text line told me, I guarantee you, there'll be more Big 12 teams than SEC teams. I get Ron Slay's response to that on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.
Diving right back into it here on a wonderful Thursday in Kansas City on 96.5, The Fan. Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you. It is one of the greatest days in the sporting world, one of the greatest weekends in sports. It is the obvious. It is March Madness time. It is when everybody either rips up their bracket or tells everybody, I think I got a chance.
This is going to be perfect, bro.
This might be it. So we want to bring in somebody that knows actually what the hell they're talking about, unlike these two jokers that are talking to you all morning. he is the co-host on 104.5 The Zone on the show called 3HL in Nashville. We are now joined by Mr. Ron Slay. Ron, we appreciate the time, man. How are you?
Man, I'm good, fellas. Appreciate y'all having me, man.
God, I already know this guy's confident in his with that voice, man.
Oh, yeah. Ron, big play Slay. Are you kidding me? Former SEC Player of the Year at the University of Tennessee. What's going on, Ron? How are you, brother?
What up, Mac Daddy, baby? I think I got to be confident coming on here with you guys, man. I got to know something. I don't know if it's a lot, but I know something.
Slay all day, baby. Praise God. So we did a geographical test earlier, Ron, and Mac got 1 out of 9.
It wasn't good, Ron.
Hey, He probably said cold in his ass, man. You got to retest him.
Yeah. No, he got Akron, Ron. He got Akron. That's the one he got. And he goes, well, LeBron James. Like, yeah, there's the basketball nerd in him.
Hey, that's the easy go-to. That's the low-hanging fruit, man. Got to go with King James if all things fail.
Yeah, he goes, I asked him, I said, Ron, so where's St. Mary's? He goes, oh, it sounds like East Coast. I'm like, well.
Well, no, not exactly.
Think about their conference. Either way. So let's dive into it. This is, I mean, there's no bias here. This is one of the greatest weekends in sports. We're talking to Ron Slay here on Fesco and Dusty. Ron, I want to ask you this because somebody made a bet with me, and I think I could bet my mortgage on it. They said, I guarantee you there'll be more Big 12 teams in the Sweet 16 than the SEC. How wrong is that person on the text line?
Wow. That's strong. I don't know how wrong it is. It's strong, though. That's a strong statement to stand on. I tell you what, man, being able to watch this league up close, I think when you look at the middle of the pack teams, when you start to look at the Missouris, you start to look at Arkansas coming on, you start to look at who A&M was, you kind of get jaded by the losses that happened within the SEC to kind of knock these guys down, Mississippi State being one of those teams, kind of knock these guys down as far as the rankings go. But I'm a belief, man. Once you jump out of the SEC, like, that's what you go on. So the same thing with the Big 12. Once you jump out of the Big 12 conference and you see how these guys do and they fare against other conferences, I think that's kind of what you judge on. Not necessarily home games, but you look at what it looks like in neutral site games. I thought one of the most telling stories of the year was Auburn going to play Houston, having to land an emergency landing, and then still going down there and getting a win. I would have bet everything in my – just the checking, not the savings. But I would have bet everything in the checking account that Houston was going to beat the hell out of Auburn, and it was vice versa. Man, that second half of that Houston game, Jani Broom came on, and Houston, you know who they are, man. Like, Kevin Sampson teams all have that identity. And for them to go down there and get that victory, I thought that was telling. I thought that set the stage for the rest of the conference. And they kind of rode that wave by raising all boats, you know what I'm saying, when you look at what Auburn was able to do. So I kind of feel like that going into this NCAA tournament, too. You look at all these neutral site games, man, who's going to be able to hold up without that home crowd behind them? Mm-hmm.
Joined here by Ron Slay. You can find him on your TV on the SEC Network throughout the next couple of weeks. Ron, okay, let's get here local before, because I kind of want to find out what you think about my Vols, but I got to be a little selfless here. Let's talk about the local teams, MU and KU. Obviously, MU taking on Drake. A lot of people, maybe the most popular upset pick right now. Can you tell us about what you think about that matchup?
Man, listen, I think Sturts is a dog. Mm. I'm just not sure who else is going to be with him. You know what I'm saying? Now, the NCAA tournament is where this is where dreams are made. This is where legacies are cemented. And I'm not sure Drake has enough when you look at who Missouri is. Dennis Gates has done a terrific job. He has these guys feeling like, man, they can run through steel walls. Like, they are different. Caleb Grill being able to have an opportunity to play back at home, I think is huge. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But when you look at the landscape of Tamar Bates, you got Anthony Robinson, like Trent Pierce, the sophomore 6'10 guy playing on the wing. Like, they got so many different elements, and they love to play with pace and turn you over and be able to score off that pace. So I'm not sure how Drake will be able to handle that when it's only Sturts alone. Now somebody else can pop up. They got one more guy scoring in double figures, and I don't think that's everything unless you can control that pace of the game, which I think is going to be hard to do against a Missouri team.
Talking to Ron Slay of 104.5 The Zone on the 3HL show. Ron, I want to bring this up because, I mean, another guy we mentioned in Mizzou is Cruz. I think he gets a lot of good minutes.
Yeah.
He's big, he's fast, he's long. He seems like a good guy down low that can play with that Drake team. But we move on to the other local school, which is Kansas versus Arkansas.
Yeah.
Obviously, the NCAA tournament always gives us a little bit of a sprinkle of some sort of storyline, right? Like, Carolina mm-hmm. got the big one to start off. Do they deserve to be in? They just blew the bricks off of San Diego State. Now we get Bill Self versus Calipari. We've seen this before. They're 6-6 head to head against each other. The record has to shift one way or the other. So Bill Self against Calipari. I like Kansas in this matchup because I lean towards mm-hmm. Bill Self with the coaching, just like I would lean towards a manager in baseball when it gets to the playoffs. Am I wrong to think that I have that much confidence in KU, which is what been their roller coaster of a season? What say Ron Slay here about KU versus Arkansas?
No, I think you could be telling the truth right here on this one, man. As you look at Bill Self and what's going to tilt the scale, it would come down to his coaching. I'm not sure that he gets enough out of his guys, man, even though they may feel slighted. Hopefully they can turn that into something, you know what I mean, for the competition, the competitive spirit of the game when you watch Kansas play. But I've been underwhelmed, man, when watching Hunter Dickinson. Mm-hmm. Adams Jr. is a guy that, to me, that is limited. I expected way more out of Ryland Griffin. You know what you're going to get out of DeJuan Harris Jr. He's going to be steady throughout always. But I thought it was a little underwhelming, and I don't know what it is to make it carry over from one half to another, because I do think they play good basketball. I just don't think they do it consistently for 40 minutes. Now, I do think that was the problem for Arkansas earlier in the year. But until they had a subtraction of Boogie Flan, mm-hmm. which allowed everybody to kind of move back to their normal position and be able to take on a little bit more responsibility. DeJuan Wagner in the last 5 or 6 games has been playing outstanding. More all-SEC conference, like, outstanding, because you can't go under the screens anymore because he's been shooting the three ball well. You got 3 7-footers that are finally playing like 7-footers. That's the thing that's interesting with them. Brazil used to want to just stay out there on the three-point line and shoot threes. You know Big Z, he would love to do that. Jonas mm-hmm. Adu was a second-team All-SEC performer last year. He's starting to play again like that. So I think if you can get what you're supposed to out of the bigs, and now with Boogie Flan being able to come back and be a spark off the bench, if they put him in the starting lineup, I think Arkansas lose. But if they play him 12 to 15 minutes a game and let him be him offensively, I think, man, that's a spark that's hard to plan for when you're looking at Arkansas and if they're taking care of the ball. But if Kansas turns them over, this game will get ugly quick.
Ron, I know you're placing some wagers over there in the Volunteer State, as are Dusty and I here in Kansas Degenerates. Ron, tell me what you're looking for in the tournament. When you're looking at these teams, when you're looking at the big slate, are you looking, okay, this is a laden team of seniors, or okay, this is a team that can go play really fast and shoot threes? Are you looking to kind of a team that can slow it down, play defense? Kind of lead me in the direction of where you're headed right now when you look at some upsets and some good odds for some teams early.
Man,
when
I'm watching it, I'm watching the Mac. I'm looking at all. It's all about matchups to me.
Okay.
And that's from the bigs all the way down to the guards, all the way to the coaches. It's got to be something to tilt the scale. I think energy guys, it's always good to know who the 6th and 7th man is, because a lot of times when games get stale or they had a stalemate, a lot of times you get the guys that come off the bench to give you those 50-50 balls, those dive on the floor, get that defensive stop, the one to get out there on the fast break to get a dunk to get the crowd going. I think those are the things that I look for mostly, man. And the teams that have that are the teams that I think that's going to spark, because you got to get something going into the next round. The first game is what it is. When you win that first game, you got to get something momentum-wise going into the next round. And that usually carries you 2 or 3 games in a tournament style. And usually if it's a guard, you got something to lean on. So I'm looking for guard play. Guards win tournament. I'm looking for styles as far as matchups go. And I'm looking for whoever can give that edge to a guy, and it's always usually somebody coming off the bench.
Ron, last one. Give me your final four of this tournament.
Final four, man. I got Auburn. I got Florida. I got Tennessee beating Houston. And, man, I think I had Duke, but for some reason, something's telling me the inexperience of those young guys with Duke mm-hmm. is going to get caught up before, and it'll either be Alabama getting there or surprising VCU.
BCU.
Ooh, okay. So you're close to an all-SEC Final Four or maybe a surprise in BC?
I'm very close. Okay. That may be a bias in me, even saying I'm more close.
Well, hey, Ron, we appreciate the time, man. Take it easy. Maybe we'll join you next week, or we'll have you join us next week here on the show. We appreciate the time, Ron.
Thanks, Slay.
All right, fellas. So stay good.
You bet. Slay all day, baby.
That's it, baby. What a guy.
All-SEC Final Four.
I know, right?
Hilarious.
No bias.
Nah.
That's my guy, bro.
What
I love
guy.
Him, man. He's awesome. Yeah, he's a good guy. Good guy.
Somebody in the text line, please get Slay on the regular. Dude's amazing.
Yeah, if you'll see him on the TV all these next few weeks on the SEC Network.
From the 816, Ron sounds like Marcus Spears.
Yeah, could see it. A lot taller.
Well, you know what we do every day at Mac around 7:30. We do a bunch of little hot topics and use one word to describe it. Mac Daddy, as Ron Slay calls you.
Mac Daddy. All right, one word. Let's stick with the basketball before we get into some other things, because there are other things to get to. MU Drake, one word. It's the day of. We've had time to think about it. We've talked about it ad nauseum. One word.
Overhyped. I like what Ron said there. He's like, look, Sturts is a dog, but who else?
Who else is with him?
Is he going to be able to handle everybody else on Mizzou? Right? Brings up Bates, brings up Grill being local. I talked about that earlier in the show, not to like steal any thunder. But, like, Grill being in Wichita, from Wichita,
yeah.
Bates, Mitchell's back, Denny Gates. I think it's overhyped. I mean, it is a 6-11. I understand. We're looking for upsets. We have local ties. We have people that root for the Jayhawks on this sort of station, where we're at geographically.
Yeah.
At least you know where we're at. So I think there's a lot of people that have kind of, like, fogged up the lenses of what this game really is. I think Missouri takes care of business. But I think it's a bit overhyped that everybody's taking Drake in this matchup. Missouri Valley versus SEC. I like the story of Drake, but I like the story of Missouri better.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Okay, one word on KU Arkansas. Tonight on...
Legendary.
Ooh, okay.
SEC Big 12.
Hall of Fame coach, Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah. Bill Self, Calipari, this is one of those games where, right, like, again, going back to what Ron Slay just said, because we just had him on the show, we go back to what he said. You know, this is a game, he says he doesn't know if he can trust Hunter Dickinson, but Zeke Mayo, KJ Adams, Boogie, play your bigs, play the team that you are. They looked good against Arizona in that senior night game. They fell short against Arizona in the Big 12 tournament. If they could just play to their standard, I think they can handle Arkansas. I get it. Arkansas is a 9 seed. They're from the SEC, right? And I think that, I'm sorry, Arkansas a 10 seed. Kansas the 7.
Yep, 7-10. Yeah,
they're a higher seed for reasoning. It wasn't the greatest year for Kansas, but I think Kansas can handle this business in this legendary matchup between Calipari and Bill Self. The winner will have the edge in head-to-head. One will be 7-6 against the other one. The other one will be 6-7. To me, it is a legendary matchup because of the head coaching.
Even though I don't have it in my bracket, I am looking forward to, I am rooting for MU and KU both to get the dubs today. Better for us and just more fun.
Yeah, let the local schools win.
Yeah, exactly. Before we get to the gridiron, because there is some news in the NFL front, it's also some good news in the baseball front. Listen to this, Dustman.
Love it. Ooh. Oh, it's the guy. And then the
Yeah.
We know where that was.
That's Jack Caglione. We're getting jacked today.
Yeah.
There's a go-ahead run there.
Yeah, jacked. That's the word to describe that. Just jacked, dude. I mean, go-ahead homer, game-winning homer, triple A. Let's start him in double A, though. Let's start him in a league lower.
Yep.
He's in AAA, does that last night, continues to just absolutely mash, dude. Look, jacked. That's what it is. J-A-C-E-D when it comes to that sort of thing. No ED there, for sure.
Definitely not.
Completely stand at attention. Caglione, man, it just keeps getting better and better and better and better, and it makes the waiting harder. Right? It makes it that much more antagonizing, annoying, frustrating, because you know what he has to do. It's baseball. You got to go down and prove it. You can't rush the product. We know what he is. He's the number one player in your farm system, number one on your prospect board, number 22 in baseball. That number will rise throughout the season. I could see him getting in the top 15 by the time he gets called up, if he does this year, in Major League Baseball's pipeline of young talent, not on the Major League roster. But yeah, jacked, dude. Another smash. And the crowd even, that's grown-ass men in their 60s watching spring ball going, "Ooh, oh," because of that massive. Yeah, dude. Jacked. That's what that one word is.
Yeah, my one word would be duh.
Yeah.
Come on. You know what it is. Duh.
Yeah. Again?
Yeah.
More?
Again? Are you not entertained?
Yeah.
All right. One word. Going over the gridiron here in the NFL world, as there was some news yesterday in that world. The cast for Quarterback was announced. Season 2 of The Quarterback on Netflix. Of course, season 1 was Kirk Cousins, Patrick Mahomes, and Marcus Mariota.
Wow.
Season 2 announced yesterday, it is going to be Kirk Cousins again, Jared Goff, and Joe Burrow. One word.
Do I sound like a bleeding Chiefs fan if I say boring?
Mm.
I've seen Kirk Cousins. I know what Jared Goff is.
Yeah.
And Joe Burrow's fine. I think Joe Burrow's cool.
Yeah.
I think Joe Burrow's the right kind of arrogant. I don't hate Joe Burrow. I think it'll be interesting to see like how his emotions were during that rocky season. You'll get a little bit of Chiefs in this. Right? Because the Chiefs played the Falcons, didn't get it on fourth down. Kirk Cousins played in that game.
Yep.
Chiefs and Bengals played in week 2.
Yep.
They had their roller coaster of a season. And then it's Jared Goff. Like, I just think it's boring. I think it's forced. That's my opinion. Forced, boring. They tried a receiver, failed.
Yeah, receiver was.
They teased and said it was going to be mascots, which yeah. I thought that was funny.
It was funny.
But boring is my one word to describe this. And I know it sounds terrible. Boring and white.
Very. Yeah, I would say denial. Seems like they got a lot of denial in the original casting. I mean, they obviously probably called Lamar. They probably called John. They probably called a lot of names. God knows. If Burrow wasn't in this, don't even know if I'd be locked in, to be honest.
Yeah.
Burrow's and the sell.
Did they announce when it's coming out?
I don't know.
Probably
this summer.
June.
Yeah.
So it's going to be there when you're like craving football.
Yeah, exactly. So
when
I'm
they all go
it.
On their vacation for 3 weeks and you're like, what are we going to do?
Oh, and yeah, Hannah already saw Burrow's in it, so we're watching it. So it's
oh, is that her hall pass?
That's it.
Hmm.
It's too bad. It's unfortunate.
I see you're Joe Burrow and raise you Sydney Sweeney.
Exactly. One word. Okay, real quick, last one. One word on the Lions proposing a rule change to, I like this. Okay, proposing a rule change to remove automatic first downs for defensive holding and illegal contact penalties. So like a 3rd and 20,
yeah.
It's a 5-yard penalty. It's not
automatic.
A first down.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of penalties that could be revived.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Right? Like, I think Cody and Gold breached on this a couple weeks ago. Like, if you have a false start, 5-yard penalty, and the defense, I guess that's a bad one to do. If you have a, I don't know how to describe this. If you have like a defensive holding.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Versus a false start. Which I don't know how that could happen, but it could. I don't know. Whatever. If one penalty is 10 yards and the other one is 5 yards, I think you net it out.
Oh, I like that. Instead
you don't
of
just,
offset.
You don't offset it. It just becomes a 5-yard penalty. I think pass interference should be a 15-yard penalty, and I
yes.
think they should be graded differently.
Agreed.
Kind of like in basketball, right? If you clear
Good.
Or soccer, you get a red card if you slide tackle and he's the only guy breaking away because you're preventing a goal that could happen. Red card. But if it's like one of those in the middle of the field, you know, I don't think it should be a red card necessarily getting taken off. They kind of can do it as a yellow card. Pass interference, if it's one of those like 50-50s and an elbow gets in the way, yeah, 15-yard penalty max, automatic first down, not spot foul. But if it's one of those penalties where you clearly just like tackle the guy before the ball gets there because you got burned, then it's a spot foul. So I don't mind Detroit going after it. I don't think it's going to work. We're already changing enough in the sport. We already want the Green Bay Packers to get rid of the tush push.
Oh, yeah. Officially trying to ban it.
But my one word would be challenging. At least you're going to the man and saying, hey, this is something you guys need to look at. It gets their heads turning. So awakening, challenging for that one word for that one.
Yeah, love it. Change.
Would be my one word to describe that. Coming up on the other side, I want to let you guys know, you have a chance to win Booth Creek Wagyu, right? And if you hear this sounder.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow. Ah!
Yes!
When you hear that sounder, you want to be caller number 5 for a chance to win Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks, now with two locations at 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. We come back, we get into Smash or Pass, and I'll tell you why Scotty Scheffler is high when he created this menu. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey, Dusty Likens on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5, The Fan.
I knew we'd get some people on the support train at Dusty and Caglione from the 816. Caglione should be up for opening day. I'm with you, Dust Man. I know. But source has told me, like that movie, Trouble with the Curve, Jack Caglione. But yesterday you saw the video, you heard the audio. He went yard skis once again. Caglione's just a dude, man. I hate it. Because I feel like I'm like that 15-year-old that has his permit, and I got to wait a full year to be able to drive on my own. Dad, you want to go to the gas station? Not really. Well, I do. Can I drive? Come on. Just nuts, dude. Don't forget, this is a segment we call Smash or Pass, brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks, now two locations, 95th at Nall and 135th at Metcalf. We played you the sounder, so when you hear that sounder, you want to be caller number 5. And this week's Smash or Pass is golf-related. But again, you guys know how it goes, right? Every year, the previous winner of the Masters gets to provide the menu for past champions. Here they come down Magnolia Lane. Such a beautiful time here in Augusta, Florida. As you can see to your right, all of the beautiful flowers have been planted.
Yes.
The crow's nest where all the amateurs play and sleep. Will Shipley. Did you hear about that guy's, you know that guy's Will Shipley? He was a low amateur last year, big guy, long hair.
Okay.
He was given his Waffle House order the other day.
Oh, gosh.
He said chocolate chip waffle, scrambled eggs, hash browns, sausage, toast. And then what he does is he eats the waffle for dessert. He doesn't do this anymore because he got with a nutritionist because he was like, I was on a full swing season 3 and I was just absolutely fat. So he doesn't eat this anymore. And then he takes the eggs, the hash brown, and the sausages. He cuts the sausages in half and makes 2 sandwiches out of his All-Star special and then eats the waffle for dessert. Will Shipley and I just became friends.
That's pretty good.
But Scotty Scheffler gave his Masters dinner. I said I was going to explain to you why I think Scotty Scheffler is low-key a closet stoner. Because there's one thing I don't understand. And it's titled First Course. But his appetizers, again, you get to select, and this will be available on April 8th, 2005, when you can eat this dinner if you're a past champion, wearing that green jacket. Cheeseburger sliders. Served Scotty style.
No.
You describe it that way, it's a pass. I don't want to have a slider. I'm already questionable about food names. Like, I don't like meatloaf or...
Love meatloaf.
Or, like, the hut finish. The hell's a hut finish?
Smash.
No. Just give me the crust. I don't need the hut finish. I don't need Papa's ingredients on my crust. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa's finish. You, sir, suck.
I love dick.
Whoa. Cleveland sliders. No way.
No, I'm out.
Cheeseburger sliders served Scotty style is a pass for me on the appetizer.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. Scotty style's throwing me off. I love a slider, but what's Scotty style?
Yeah.
And why can't we call it like mayonnaise and cheese or something?
Ew. I liked Jackie Styles. Shout out to the Missouri State Bears back in the day. She was a baller. Got all the way to the Final Four. Got drafted by Portland. Jackie Styles.
Good name.
Springfield's own. Moving on, there is a firecracker shrimp. It is served with a sweet Thai chili and sriracha mayo.
Smash.
Correct. That is the appetizer of the Masters menu that I would select. One Dusty Likens would be the firecracker shrimp.
Yep. Absolutely in on that.
Because then there's Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites. I'm sorry, I'm not eating anything called Papa Chef's. Papa John's, Papa Chef's, Papa Kino's, whatever it is. I'm not eating it.
This sounds good, though.
Yeah. It's got cheese, tomato basil sauce, Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli. He's paying homage to his dad's, you know, famous food. So, no thank you. And then he goes to his first course. Texas-style chili?
Texas-style.
Which means no beans.
Oh.
And it comes with cheddar cheese, jalapenos, and corn chips. Pass.
Chili without beans?
I think that's what Texas style means.
Ugh.
I could be wrong. Because then you get into the debate of should chili have beans or not. So it's always interesting. But I'm going to pass on chili. I just be like, you know what? I'm good. Will Shipley can have mine. Because I believe he'll be at this dinner because he was a low amateur last year. Maybe not. Maybe it's only past winners. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's distinguished by its lack of beans and tomatoes. Those are like my two favorite things in chili. Pass.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
It's on you. Caller number five. You heard the sounder. You have a chance to win Booth Creek Wagyu. Two locations, 95th and Nall. And 135th and Metcalf. Booth Creek Wagyu. Be caller number five to collect that winning. We'll get your name and give you a shout-out as well. Moving on to Smash or Pass. We get to the main course of the Masters. You have your choice of a wood-fired cowboy ribeye or a blackened redfish. This is tough for your boy. But you know me, I'm a meat eater, daddy.
Yeah, you got some meat takes.
Yeah.
Are you in on a ribeye?
Give me the cowboy as a bone-in ribeye, baby.
Okay.
Wood-fired grill, cooked to a mid-rare. And they come with a macaroni and cheese family style. So, you know, it's been in the oven with the breadcrumbs on top, toasted with that hard cheese in the corner. Jalapeno creamed corn. I'm okay on that. And a soy glazed Brussels sprouts with chipotle lime roasted sweet potatoes. Sign me up for all of that. Give me the cowboy ribeye and a smash.
Yeah, smash city on all that. Yeah, I'm in. I would choose the ribeye over the redfish, I think, too.
Yeah, I mean, redfish is great.
It'd be great.
It's also blackened, so sign me up for that. But when I have my gun to my head and they say, you want the ribeye, you want the fish, give me that steak, boy. But I would pass on the cream corn, smash the potatoes, smash the Brussels sprouts and the mac and cheese. I'm walking out of there 20 pounds heavier. And then the most underrated dessert of all time, the warm chocolate chip skillet cookie. Anything in a skillet is a hit. You get that nice ice cream over the top, that warm chocolate chip cookie inside that skillet. You got to eat it all. Give me like three bites and I'm good. But it is a very underrated dessert, so I'm smashing that when it comes to the cookie.
Yeah.
Skillet ice cream a la mode.
Not a chocolate guy.
I mean, it's a you don't like chocolate chip cookies?
I can make it work. I'll make it work. I'll make it work. I'll do it. Yeah, right. So.
Smash.
Especially when it's warm. It's basically like a small cookie cake with ice cream over the top.
913 says, you have a segment called On the Come, but food titles are throwing you off.
That's right. You better believe it.
Touche.
Oh, Jackie was not Springfield Zone. She played at Springfield, though, so give me a little bit of credit.
Yeah, come on. That's close.
So, yeah, that is Smash or Pass. It is brought to you by Beef Wagyu. Obviously, Beef Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. Coming up on the other side, we dive back into the brackets and we get into the East Side Bracket. Coming up next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty, subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965. Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Five, The Fan.